Hey everyone, welcome back. You know, I'm really excited for today's deep dive.
Oh yeah.
Because we're talking about something that I think is near and dear to a lot of our listeners' hearts.
Right.
Creating wildflower meadows.
Yes.
So not just like a quick burst of color, but like a truly vibrant, buzzing ecosystem that lasts for years. And to guide us on this deep dive, we have this incredible guide from gardenadvice.co.uk.
Yeah. This is great stuff.
Yeah. And honestly, I'm already like 3 pages in and I'm like, whoa. This is making me rethink everything I thought I knew about wildflower meadows.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Like really fascinating stuff. And I think what's so cool about it is that it moves away from that one size fits all approach that we see so often with wildflower seed mixes.
Yeah. You're telling me it's like we're still pretending like every piece of land is the same.
Right.
That was one of the first things that jumped out at me was this emphasis on single species seeds.
Yes.
So why is that so crucial for long-term success?
Well, think about it this way. You wouldn't plant a sun-loving rose in deep shade.
Right.
It's the same principle with wildflowers.
Yay.
Different species have adapted to thrive in specific soil types.
Right.
So step one is ditching those generic mixes and really understanding your soil.
Okay.
Is it alkaline or is it acidic?
Right.
That's going to determine which wildflowers will truly flourish in your meadow.
That makes total sense.
Yeah.
It's like choosing the right plant for the right environment.
Exactly.
But instead of sun or shade, we're talking about the chemistry of your soil.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happens if I just skip that step and I go for the generic mix? What's the worst that could happen?
Well, you might see some initial blooms, sure.
Okay.
But in the long run, many of those seeds are simply going to struggle.
Okay.
They might sprout, but they won't reach their full potential, or they'll get outcompeted by more aggressive species.
Right.
You end up with a less vibrant,
wait,
less diverse meadow, and honestly, a lot of wasted seed.
Yeah, nobody wants that. So once we've like decoded our soil type,
yes.
Where do we go from there? How do we actually get our hands on these single species seeds?
Yeah.
Is that even a thing?
Absolutely. There are specialist suppliers like moleseeds.co.uk
okay.
that offer a wide variety of single species wildflower seeds.
Okay.
And what's great is they often provide guidance on which species are best suited for different soil types and conditions.
Okay, cool.
It takes the guesswork out of the process.
So imagine this. You've done your research.
Yes.
You've got your perfectly matched seeds.
Right.
You're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now what? Do we just like grab a handful and start scattering?
Not quite.
So
that's where this method gets even more interesting.
Okay.
It's all about giving those seeds a serious head start, maximizing their chances of success.
Okay.
We're talking about plug trays.
Plug trays.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Think of it as creating a mini nursery.
Okay.
For your wildflowers. You sow those carefully chosen seeds in individual cells within the tray. Using a fine compost that's perfect for delicate seedlings, this gives them a controlled environment to develop strong roots and healthy foliage before they ever face the challenges of the meadow.
So it's like boot camp for wildflowers,
yeah,
but with like a spa-like setting.
Exactly. And here's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
By nurturing those seedlings in trays, you're essentially selecting for the strongest,
okay,
most vigorous individuals.
Right.
Only the fittest survive and graduate to the meadow.
Yeah.
It's like natural selection, but with a helping hand.
I love that. It's like we're giving them a VIP pass to success.
Exactly.
So yes. We've got our supercharged seedlings
yes.
ready to take on the world.
Mm-hmm.
But how do we actually plant them in the meadow? Is it just like a free-for-all?
Here's where the strategy really kicks in.
Okay.
We're ditching the random scattering approach.
Okay.
And embracing a technique called patch planting.
Patch planting.
Yes.
That sounds interesting.
Imagine this. You're creating these little strongholds of wildflowers.
Okay.
1 meter square patches.
Okay.
Strategically placed throughout your meadow area.
Okay.
Each patch is meticulously cleared of existing vegetation.
Oh, okay.
Giving your seedlings a pristine zone to establish themselves.
Okay, I'm already picturing these like vibrant bursts of color.
Yes.
These little pockets of wildflower power.
It's so cool.
But why patches? Why not just like scatter seeds everywhere?
There's a brilliant logic to it.
Okay.
First, it mimics how wildflowers naturally spread in the wild.
Okay.
They start in small pockets and gradually expand their territory over time.
Oh.
Second, it avoids overwhelming the entire site at once.
Right.
By focusing your efforts on these strategic patches, you can give them the care and attention they need to thrive in those early stages.
We're not just planting wildflowers. Yeah. We're thinking like wildflowers.
Exactly. It's about working with nature, not against it.
I love that.
And as those patches grow and expand, they'll eventually merge, creating that beautiful tapestry of color and texture that we all dream of.
I love that visual.
Yeah.
Like these little islands of wildflowers, slowly but surely connecting, forming a breathtaking wildflower kingdom.
Yes.
Okay, I'm sold on the patch planting strategy.
Good.
But what happens next? Do we just sit back and watch the magic happen?
Well, not quite.
Okay.
There are a few more key strategies to ensure our meadow flourishes.
Okay.
Starting with tackling those uninvited guests, the weeds.
Ah, yes. The battle of the weeds.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, even the most carefully planned meadow can become a weed haven if we're not careful.
Absolutely.
So let's break down this weed warfare strategy.
Okay.
What's our first line of defense?
Good old-fashioned hand weeding.
Okay.
Think of it as a regular checkup for your meadow, getting up close and personal with your plants.
Right.
It's an opportunity to catch those pesky weeds before they take root and spread.
So it's a bit of like mindful meadow maintenance.
Yeah.
Like spending time with your plants, getting to know them, making sure they're happy and healthy.
Exactly. But sometimes hand weeding isn't enough.
Okay.
Especially in those crucial early years.
Right.
You might need to call in reinforcements.
Okay.
And that's where targeted weed control comes in.
Wait, are we talking about weed killer in a wildflower meadow?
Yeah.
That seems a little counterintuitive.
It might sound that way.
Yeah.
But the key here is precision.
Okay.
We're not talking about dousing the entire meadow with chemicals.
Right.
Instead, we're using a very targeted approach.
Okay.
Think of it as a surgical strike on the invaders.
Okay. I'm listening.
There are a few tools you can use, like a weed wiper or a stick with a cup applicator.
Okay.
These allow you to apply a very small amount of weed killer directly to the leaves of the unwanted plants without harming your precious wildflowers.
So it's like giving those invasive plants a little taste of their own medicine without affecting the rest of the meadow. That's pretty clever.
It's all about minimizing collateral damage.
Yeah.
And ensuring those wildflowers have the best possible chance to establish themselves.
Right.
And once they're strong and thriving, they'll be better equipped to outcompete those pesky weeds on their own.
So we got the soil matching.
Yeah.
The power-up seedlings.
Mm-hmm.
The strategic patch planting.
Yes.
And the targeted weed control.
Right.
What's the final piece of the puzzle for creating a truly stunning wildflower meadow?
Patience.
Okay.
It's the most crucial ingredient.
Yeah.
And perhaps the hardest to come by in our instant gratification world.
Right.
This method isn't about overnight results. It's about embracing the slow and steady magic of nature.
Okay. How long are we talking here?
Typically, it takes about 3 to 4 years for the full effect to really take hold.
That's quite the commitment.
It is.
Yeah.
But imagine this.
Oh, yeah.
You're sitting in your meadow a few years from now,
mm-hmm.
surrounded by a vibrant tapestry of color and texture, buzzing with life, all because you chose the smarter, more patient approach.
Right.
That feeling of satisfaction knowing you've created something truly special.
Yeah.
Something that will continue to evolve and grow over the years.
Mm-hmm.
That's the real reward.
You're making me want to start planting my meadow right now.
Good.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's recap
the
key takeaways from this amazing guide.
It all starts with understanding your soil.
Right.
Ditch those generic seed mixes.
Yes.
Embrace the power of single species seeds chosen specifically for your unique conditions.
Right. And then we're giving those seeds the VIP experience
with
the plug trays.
Absolutely.
Nurturing them into strong, healthy seedlings before they ever hit the meadow.
Exactly.
And instead of just scattering those seedlings willy-nilly, we're strategically placing them in those strongholds we call patch plantings.
Yes.
Mimicking nature's own methods for gradual expansion and vibrant diversity.
And, of course, we're staying vigilant against those pesky weeds.
Right.
Using a combination of hand weeding and targeted weed control.
Right.
To ensure our wildflowers have the space and resources they need to thrive.
And finally, we're embracing the beauty of patience.
Yes.
Knowing that true meadow mastery is a journey.
It is a journey.
Not a destination.
Duh.
I love it. This is so much more than just planting a few flowers.
It is.
It's about creating a legacy.
Yes.
A thriving ecosystem that will bring joy and wonder for years to come.
Absolutely. And that's just the beginning. We've got even more insights to share in part 2.
Okay.
So be sure to tune in for more tips, tricks and inspiration for creating your own wildflower meadow masterpiece.
Ooh, can't wait. Welcome back. I'm still kind of buzzing from all that amazing wildflower meadow wisdom we uncovered in part one.
Yeah, me too.
I'm already picturing those little patches bursting with color,
yeah,
gradually merging into this like breathtaking tapestry of wildflowers.
Mm.
So inspiring.
It is, isn't it? And we've only just scratched the surface. Right. There's so much more to discover about creating a truly thriving wildflower meadow.
Okay, well, let's dive right back in. I'm ready for more insights from our expert guide.
Okay.
What else do we need to know to ensure our meadow dreams become reality?
One of the things they emphasize is considering the aspect of your site.
Okay.
In other words, how much sunlight does your meadow-to-be get throughout the day?
Right.
It's a basic gardening principle, but it's easy to overlook,
yeah,
when you're caught up in the excitement of wildflower meadows.
Right. Just like with any garden, some plants crave sunshine while others prefer a bit of shade.
Exactly.
So we need to be mindful of that when choosing our single species seeds.
Absolutely. You'll want to make sure you're selecting species that are well suited to the amount of sunlight your meadow will receive.
Right.
Imagine planting a shade-loving woodland wildflower in a blazing sunny spot.
Right.
It's just not going to thrive.
Yeah, so it's back to that concept of choosing the right plant for the right environment.
Exactly.
We're playing matchmaker.
Yeah.
Between wildflowers and sunlight.
Yeah.
But let's say we've nailed the sunlight situation.
Okay.
What's next on the checklist for meadow mastery?
Well, before those precious seedlings even touch the ground,
yeah,
we need to talk about soil preparation.
Okay.
It's not the most glamorous part of the process.
Right.
But trust me, it's crucial.
Okay. Convince me.
Okay.
What kind of prep work are we talking about?
Yeah.
Is it just a quick rake over, or do we need to like call in the heavy machinery?
It's not quite construction level work.
Okay.
But it does require a bit of effort.
Okay.
Ideally, you want to start with a clean slate as much as possible.
Okay.
That means removing existing vegetation, whether it's grass, weeds, or other plants.
Mm-hmm.
This gives your wildflowers a fighting chance to establish themselves without competition from the get-go.
So we're talking about like creating a blank canvas for our wildflower masterpiece.
Exactly. And depending on your soil type, you might also need to amend it a bit. If your soil is heavy clay, for example, adding some organic matter like compost or well-rotted manure,
okay,
can help improve drainage,
right,
and create a more welcoming environment for those delicate wildflower roots.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want our wildflowers drowning in soggy soil, would we?
No.
But let's say we've prepped our soil to perfection.
Okay.
And our supercharged seedlings are ready to go.
Yes.
What about watering? Is it just a case of letting nature take its course?
That's where a lot of people make mistakes.
Okay.
It's tempting to think that wildflowers being wild can handle anything nature throws at them.
Right.
But especially in those early stages,
yeah,
they need a bit of help to get established.
So what's the right way to water a newly planted wildflower meadow?
Okay.
Do we need to be out there every day with the sprinkler?
Not at all. In fact, the key is to water deeply and infrequently.
Okay.
You want to encourage those roots to grow deep down into the soil, seeking out moisture.
Mm-hmm.
This makes them more resilient in the long run, especially during dry spells.
Right.
So instead of a light sprinkle every day, aim for a good soak once or twice a week, depending on the weather conditions.
Okay, so it's quality over quantity when, yeah, it comes to watering.
Exactly.
Got it. But even with the best intentions,
mm-hmm,
and meticulous planning, things don't always go according to plan, right?
Right.
What are some common pitfalls we should be aware of?
Okay.
Some mistakes to avoid along the way.
One of the biggest mistakes people make is using the wrong type of seed mix.
Oh.
Remember, we're ditching those generic mixes and embracing the power of single species seeds tailored to our specific soil type and condition.
Right. No more one-size-fits-all approach.
Exactly.
We're going to bespoke with our wildflower choices.
Yes.
What other traps should we be wary of?
Another common pitfall is impatience.
Okay.
We live in a world of instant gratification.
Right.
But creating a truly beautiful wildflower meadow is a slow and steady process.
Yeah.
It's not about quick fixes,
right,
or overnight results.
Yeah, it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly.
We need to shift our mindset and think long-term.
Yeah, and, you know, there will be moments when we feel like giving up.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Especially when those pesky weeds threaten to take over.
Absolutely. That's another pitfall to be aware of.
Yeah.
Giving up too soon.
Yes. There might be moments when it feels like things aren't going as planned.
Right.
But don't despair.
Okay.
With persistence and a bit of know-how.
Yeah.
You can overcome those challenges and create a meadow that will exceed your wildest dreams.
Speaking of challenges, let's talk about one that can be a real headache.
Okay.
Dealing with invasive plants.
Yes.
They're like the uninvited guests who just won't leave.
I know, right?
We touched on this briefly in part one.
Yeah.
But it's worth diving a little deeper.
Absolutely.
So invasive plants can be a real nuisance in a wildflower meadow.
They can. They're aggressive. They spread quickly. And if you're not careful, they can quickly choke out your carefully chosen wildflowers.
So what's the best strategy for dealing with these botanical bullies? Is it a constant battle, or can we actually win the war against invasives?
The first line of defense is prevention.
Okay.
Choosing your seed mix carefully,
right,
and preparing your soil properly, mm-hmm, can go a long way in deterring these invaders from taking hold in the first place.
Okay.
It's like building a strong wall to protect your meadow kingdom.
Makes sense. But what if those invaders manage to sneak in?
Okay.
What are our options for fighting back?
Well, we talked about hand weeding and spot treating with weed killer in part one.
Right.
And those are definitely effective strategies. Remember, with the weed killer, it's all about precision.
Right.
You don't want to harm your wildflowers in the process.
It's like a surgical strike on the invaders.
Exactly.
But are there any other tactics we can use to keep those invasives in check?
Absolutely. Another effective strategy is to mow or cut back.
Okay.
Those invasive plants before they have a chance to go to seed.
Nope.
This helps to weaken them and prevent them from spreading their offspring throughout your meadow.
So it's a bit of a constant dance, isn't it?
It is.
Keeping an eye out for those invaders, taking action when needed, and ensuring our wildflowers have the space and resources they need to thrive.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance.
Yeah.
Working with nature to create a harmonious and diverse ecosystem.
Right.
And speaking of diversity,
yeah,
that's another crucial element we need to discuss when it comes to creating a successful wildflower meadow.
Biodiversity.
Yeah.
It's a word we hear a lot these days.
Mm-hmm.
But how does it actually apply to creating a wildflower meadow?
Right.
What does it mean in a practical sense?
Well, a truly thriving meadow isn't just about a pretty display of flowers.
Okay.
It's about creating a complex ecosystem that supports a wide variety of life.
Okay.
From tiny insects to birds and mammals.
So it's about creating like a mini wildlife sanctuary in our own backyard.
Exactly. And that's why choosing a diverse mix of wildflowers is so important.
Okay.
Different plants attract different pollinators, provide food and shelter for different creatures, and create a more resilient ecosystem overall.
It's like creating this vibrant tapestry of life.
Yeah.
And I imagine that diversity also makes the meadow more resilient to things like pest diseases and even climate change.
You're absolutely right. The more diverse your meadow, the less likely it is to be wiped out by a single pest or disease outbreak.
Wow.
It's like having a built-in safety net
right,
for your ecosystem.
So diversity isn't just about aesthetics.
No.
It's about creating a healthier and more sustainable meadow.
Exactly.
But let's be realistic. Creating a truly biodiverse meadow can feel a bit daunting.
Yeah.
Where do we even begin?
The first step is to do a little research.
Okay.
Find out what native wildflower species are best suited to your region and your specific site conditions.
Okay.
There are tons of resources available online.
Right.
And you can also reach out to local nurseries or gardening groups for advice.
It's like embarking on a botanical treasure hunt.
It is.
And speaking of local treasures, why is it so important to choose native wildflowers whenever possible?
Well, native plants have evolved over centuries to thrive in your specific region.
Okay.
They're adapted to the local climate, soil conditions, and even the local wildlife.
Right.
They're naturally more resilient and require less maintenance than non-native species.
So it's like they have a home court advantage.
Right. Right.
They're perfectly suited to their environment.
Yes.
And already have a relationship with the local wildlife.
And because they've co-evolved with local wildlife, they're also more likely to attract pollinators and provide food and shelter for other creatures, further enhancing the biodiversity of your meadow.
So it's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
Native wildflowers are good for the environment, and they make our lives easier as gardeners.
Absolutely.
But let's be honest, even with all this amazing information, creating a wildflower meadow can still feel a bit overwhelming.
It can.
Any final words of wisdom for those of us about to embark on this wildflower journey?
The most important thing is to enjoy the process.
Okay.
Don't get too hung up on perfection or trying to control every aspect of your meadow.
Yeah.
Embrace the wildness,
yeah,
the unexpected beauty, the constant evolution.
Right.
Remember, a wildflower meadow is a living, breathing ecosystem.
Yeah.
And it's going to have its own personality.
So it's about letting go of control and trusting in the wisdom of nature.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to experiment a bit.
Okay.
Try out different combinations of wildflowers. See what works best in your space.
Yeah.
And most importantly, have fun.
This has been incredibly insightful. So to recap, we've learned about considering the aspect of our site.
Yes.
Preparing our soil properly and watering strategically.
Mm-hmm.
We've also talked about avoiding common pitfalls, like using the wrong seed mix and giving up too soon.
Right.
And of course, we've delved deeper into the battle against invasive plants and explored the importance of biodiversity and native plants.
We've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we have.
But there's still more to come.
Oh.
In part three, we'll be tackling some common questions and concerns, and we'll share some additional resources to help you on your wildflower meadow journey.
Ooh.
So stay tuned.
Welcome back to our wildflower meadow adventure. We've covered so much ground already, from soil science to strategic planting. But I know there are always those lingering questions, those little details that can make or break a project.
Absolutely. And that's what we're here for, to tackle those common concerns head on and give you the confidence to create your own thriving meadow. So fire away. What's on your mind?
Okay, let's start with something that I know worries a lot of gardeners.
Yeah.
What if my soil is less than ideal? You know, compacted, maybe not the most fertile.
Mm-hmm.
Can I still create a beautiful wildflower meadow?
That's a great question. And the good news is that even challenging soil can be transformed with a little bit of TLC. Remember all that talk about soil preparation in part two?
Yeah.
That's where it becomes extra important when you're dealing with less than perfect conditions.
So we're back to creating that clean slate, removing existing vegetation, and giving those wildflowers a fighting chance.
Exactly. You might need to put in a bit more effort up front, maybe double digging to loosen up compacted soil, or adding generous amounts of organic matter like compost to improve drainage and fertility. Think of it as giving your soil a spa treatment before welcoming those delicate wildflower roots.
I love that analogy, a soil spa day. But let's say we've prepped our soil and planted our carefully chosen wildflowers. What about pests and diseases? I'm picturing a swarm of aphids descending on my beautiful meadow.
It's a valid concern, but here's where the magic of biodiversity really shines. A diverse meadow is naturally more resilient to pests and diseases because it creates a balanced ecosystem. Think of it as having a built-in defense system.
No, explain that a bit more. How does diversity actually protect against those threats?
When you have a variety of plants, you attract a variety of insects, and that includes beneficial insects that prey on those pesky aphids. You're essentially creating a little army of natural pest control agents. Plus, a healthy, diverse ecosystem is less susceptible to those widespread disease outbreaks that can decimate a monoculture.
Wow. So diversity isn't just about aesthetics. It's like having an insurance policy for your meadow. But let's talk about another common concern, maintenance. How much time and effort do I realistically need to invest in keeping my wildflower meadow looking its best?
Now, this might surprise you, but one of the beauties of a wildflower meadow is that it's actually relatively low maintenance, especially compared to a traditional lawn.
Really? Less work than mowing the lawn every week. I'm all ears.
Absolutely. Remember, wildflowers have evolved to thrive in wild conditions without any human intervention. Once they're established, they're pretty good at taking care of themselves.
So what does maintenance actually involve? Do I need to be out there pruning and deadheading?
Not at all. The main task is mowing or cutting back the meadow once a year, typically in the fall after the wildflowers have finished blooming and set seed. This helps to control the growth of woody plants and encourages fresh new growth the following spring.
So it's like giving the meadow a yearly haircut. And what about weeding? Do I need to be on constant patrol for those invasive plants?
It's good to keep an eye out for invasives, but honestly, the more diverse your meadow, the less weeding you'll have to do. Those wildflowers will be strong and thick, outcompeting those pesky invaders.
Okay, I'm officially sold on the low maintenance aspect, but I have to ask, what if, despite all my best efforts, my meadow just doesn't turn out the way I envisioned it? What if it's not that picture-perfect wildflower paradise I had in mind?
Here's the beautiful thing about wildflower meadows. They're meant to be wild. Nature has a way of doing its own thing, and sometimes the most delightful outcomes are the ones we least expect.
So embracing the unexpected is part of the process.
Absolutely. A wildflower meadow is a living, evolving ecosystem. It's going to change and adapt over time. There might be years when certain wildflowers dominate and other years when different species take center stage. It's a beautiful dance between you and nature.
I love that, a dance between you and nature. So it's not about achieving some static ideal, but rather about appreciating the journey and the ever-changing beauty of your meadow.
Exactly. And even if your meadow doesn't look exactly like the picture in your head, it's still going to provide valuable habitat for wildlife, enhance the biodiversity of your space, and bring you joy and wonder. Remember, every wildflower meadow is unique, just like every gardener.
This has been such an incredible deep dive. We've learned so much about creating a thriving wildflower meadow, from understanding our soil to embracing the beauty of biodiversity. We've even tackled some common fears and anxieties about pests, diseases, and maintenance.
And most importantly, we've hopefully sparked a sense of excitement and wonder about the possibilities of creating a little piece of wildflower magic in your own backyard.
It's not just about planting flowers, it's about creating a legacy, a haven for wildlife, and a testament to the beauty and resilience of nature.
Beautifully said. So go forth, embrace the wild, and let those wildflowers bloom.
Happy meadow making, everyone.